21. Weigert put his hands behind him and leaned against the wall, shocked to find that he needed the support. Watkins, seated in a chair with a chess problem set up on the board across his lap, had gone so pale that Julian moved his hand toward the call button for Camilla. Watkins saw him.
No, don't. I'm fine.
Clearly, he was not fine. Weigert looked at Julian, who shook his head and said,
Not yet. There's more.
Dear God, more?
Julian, are you sure about this?
Of course I'm sure, he snapped.
Then, sorry, George. It's just, this is my fault.
Watkins said hoarsely,
Tell me again. In order. All of it.
Julian's mouth worked like a frog's. Curiously, this steadied Weigert. He'd never seen Julian distraught before. Angry, impatient, mocking, frustrated, but not distraught. The sight was distressing. But someone had to remain steady, and so it would need to be Weigert. He listened carefully for details he might have missed when Julian had burst in with his disaster. Julian said,
Because Aiden wasn't here, and Ben was in post-op, I did yesterday's cybersecurity check myself, after I got back from Grand Cayman. Everything looked okay. Then at 3:40 a.m. this morning, Rosita, the night nurse, woke me. She said that Ben Clarby wasn't in the hospital wing. Rosita didn't see him leave. She thought he was in the bathroom. Immediately, I checked the security log. The entire system had been disabled at 3:06 a.m. this morning, including the cameras and the system failure alarm. It had been programmed to come back on automatically 20 minutes later, which it did, and
Watkins rasped,
You'd need a password to...
Julian talked right over him.
And to do that, you'd need specific codes that only three people have. Me, Aiden, and Ben. Not just a password, Sam. A detailed knowledge of backdoor access codes and their encryption. But, more important, at 3:07 a.m., blocks of data began.
Watkins swore and swept his hand across the chessboard, sending the pieces flying. A rook struck Weigert's knee. Julian didn't even seem to notice, just kept on talking.
To leave the system. Using all available bandwidth. It took 15 minutes to send everything. Algorithms, chip programming, computer configurations, recordings, all of it. Ben got everything. And then he left the compound. He's still shaky from surgery, and no jeeps are missing, so presumably someone picked him up in a car.
Watkins said,
I thought you have a tech on night duty at the security office.
Of course I do. Ben had dismissed him and said he would take the duty. He said he'd been discharged from the hospital, had just slept 10 hours straight, and wanted to get back in harness. Of course he was believed. With Aiden gone, Ben was in charge of cybersecurity.
How could Clarby be sure that Aiden would be gone to the... Oh...
Weigert, sick at his stomach, said,
But the data is still all here as well. Clarby didn't erase it, maybe just stole copies. He didn't delete anything, and of course he stole copies, George, of all our work from years of effort.
Julian had never spoken to Weigert in that tone. Weigert felt his own temper rising, but held on to it. Julian wasn't responsible right now. His software had been stolen. Weigert said,
But why? What could Clarby do with all that data?
Watkins said,
We don't know. That's the point. Julian, could Clarby use the data to do what we're doing here in a duplicate facility? If he had the hardware, it would take hundreds of millions of dollars.
Surely that young man didn't have that kind of money.
This facility had taken most of Sam's and Julian's fortunes. But Weigert's sour stomach clenched.
Klabi could sell all that data to whom? Where did the data get sent?
A secure remailer in Ukraine, Julian said.
And who knows where from there? The question is not who, but why.
The best scenario is a government like China that has the talent and money to exploit it. Military uses? I don't see how, but I'm not military. Maybe just to claim credit first?
Weigert blurted, credit? For my theory?
Julian turned from Watkins to gaze at Weigert, and his tone lost its harsh edge.
The theory is still yours, George. Anybody who can pay for this and then use it isn't interested in the physics, just in the technological applications.
Watkins said,
no, not a government. Nothing in Klarby's background suggests those kinds of connections. And if he did poison Aiden, Julian, why the fuck didn't your background check turn up criminal contacts for Klarby?
Because there weren't any, Julian said. He swung around to face Watkins, and Weigert pictured a young wolf bristling with challenge to the old pack leader.
If you're implying that my background checks weren't thorough, you're wrong. Ben Klarby was clean when I hired him, but that was nearly 3 years ago. And people leave here for the States, to see family, take holidays. Nobody is a prisoner here. If Ben was approached after he was hired, I wouldn't know about it. Maybe you should have, Watkins shouted, and began to cough.
Weigert rang for Camilla Franklin. Then, hoping to divert both their attention, he said hesitantly,
but something else I don't understand. You told me that Klabi was scheduled for surgery in a week or so anyway. Why poison Eberhardt just to advance his place in the surgical schedule?
Julian said,
we don't know. My guess is that his buyers, whoever they are, got tired of waiting or began to doubt Ben's ability to deliver or got nervous about the island authorities snooping around here. They might have even threatened Ben, and he jumped.
Camilla burst in and swiped a thermometer across Watkins's forehead. He batted it away.
Get out! We're busy!
I'll get out when I know you're okay, she said, impervious to his shouting. It was Weigert who got out. Suddenly, he couldn't stand to be in the close, hot little room with Julian and Sam squaring off against each other. He said loudly,
I'll be back soon. You don't need me this minute.
Neither of them seemed to be listening. Weigert left. But the courtyard, fresh with morning dew, wasn't far enough. Weigert needed to think, and to think about anything other than physics, he needed to be able to talk aloud to Rose. But not in his room, another small box. He let himself out of the compound and signed out a jeep. During his marriage, Weigert had always talked through difficult situations with Rose. She'd been a wonderful listener, attentive and non-intrusive, while he worked out whatever was bothering him, and then knowing the exact right moment to offer her opinion. She still knew. Not, of course, speaking to him from beyond the grave, Weigert wasn't delusional. But they had known each other so well, for so long, that often he could guess what she would have said. And he said it for her in his head. Rose was his touchstone. Rose was the reason Weigert wanted a chip inserted in his head. He knew that Caroline had agreed only reluctantly to implant someone his age. But Weigert was healthy, unlike poor Sam. And 76 wasn't that old, not these days. And then Weigert would see Rose again. In an alternate branch of the universe, where her death had not happened. She would be there, because reality was a construct of consciousness, and Rose had never, not for a moment, left Weigert's consciousness. He was mildly astonished that neither Julian nor his distastefully theatrical sister had created a universe containing their beloved dead. They must have some. Everyone did. Although, to be fair, Julian's session had been the first and had lasted only a few minutes, a test of the algorithms, the programming, the hardware, and the human brain. But Trevi Fountain? To use that marvelous opportunity to recreate something that, after all, still existed in the Europe of this consensual reality? And Lorraine? I don't really know what she did, Rose, he said aloud, as the jeep bounced along the dusty road toward the sea. She behaved not as if she'd created a new reality, but rather that the new reality happened to her. Maybe it did, George. She means something by oneness much different from what I meant by it. But you know what she means. Brahman, Moksha, panpsychism, Tao. Maybe. All a bit woo-woo for me. He could feel Rose smiling. The jeep maneuvered around the last bend in the road, and there was the Caribbean, silvery blue under the morning sun. Tiny white caps broke like flashing pixels. Gulls wheeled and screamed. Weigert parked, walked to the cliff edge, and watched waves break on the rocks below. What was wrong with people like young Clarby? That they could be handed the wondrous gift of truth, the truth about reality and how it actually worked, and not find it enough? That they had to try to, what was that dreadful modern word, monetize it? It made no sense. Rose, I don't understand. I know, but it will be all right. You have truth on your side. I'm not sure anymore that truth is enough. It was one of the hardest sentences he'd ever thought. His phone rang. A text from one of Julian's software developers, the impossibly named Ivan Kyvan, which Weigert understood only because he'd received these dreadful abbreviations from young techs before. WRU, come on, need YR.02-1MFU. Where are you? Come on back. We need your 2 cents input about one more fuck-up. Weigert drove back to the compound. Caroline and young Kyvan had joined the crush in Watkins's room. The room had not been designed for 6 people, especially not when 4 of them were angry. It seemed to Weigert a constant danger that they might step on each other's feet, jostle each other with elbows, ignite each other with breathed-out fury. Sam scowled at Julian, who'd gone tight-lipped. Camilla glared at Sam, presumably because during the night Sam had gotten himself out of bed and in front of a chessboard without her assistance. Caroline was angry at Ben Clarby, her missing patient. She said, "So he just waltzed out of here in the middle of the night?" "It's nobody's fault," Weigert said. No one listened. Camilla said, "Dr. Watkins, you should be in bed. I told you." "Enough," Julian said. "None of us could have foreseen this. Ivan, try to locate Ben electronically. Sam, I've just sent people to ask questions at the airfield and the marinas. I'm going to mobilize my entire team to check all programs to make sure they haven't been tampered with, as well as copied. Line by line of code, if necessary. But we also need to focus on Aiden. Lyle got the hospital report, and you weren't here, George, or you, Caro, so I'm going to recap briefly. Aiden isn't ill from food poisoning. Somehow, he ingested rosary pea, and..." "What's that?" Caro said sharply. "A native plant. The seeds are poisonous. But Aiden, what's the toxin?" Julian looked at a text on his phone. "Abrin." Caroline's eyes widened. "How much?" "Lyle doesn't say. Maybe he doesn't know. He says there's no reliable test to detect Abrin, which is why the lab screen wasn't helpful. But Aiden's symptoms indicated." "What does Abrin do?"
"It penetrates the body's cells and prevents them from making certain proteins they need,
eventually harming organs. It all depends on how much he ingested, since Abram doesn't have an antidote. Is Aiden having hallucinations or seizures? Julian said.
Lyle doesn't mention those.
That's a good sign. Does he?
Caro, I don't know. It's a text, not a complete medical chart. What I do know is that Aiden knew better than to eat anything wild on the island.
Caroline said slowly, Ben knows all about the native plants. On the way back from my contamination from that maiden plum, he was showing off by naming all those that are dangerous.
Weigert's spine curdled. Watkins demanded, Did he mention Rosary P?
I can't remember. Silence. Weigert surprised himself by being the one to break it.
Call the police. They can find Clarby more quickly than we can and arrest him for attempted murder.
Watkins's voice rose.
No, no cops. They're already uneasy about what they imagine we're doing here, thanks to that woman you dumped, Julian.
Weigert watched Caroline's gaze swivel to Julian. Watkins said, more calmly,
And we don't actually know that Clarby poisoned Eberhard in order to jump the schedule for surgery. There have been so many delays already, starting with that fool David Weeks's senseless death. Police will just slow everything down more. Maybe stop it entirely. No cops.
Caroline said, But if it was attempted murder, and why would Ben even want a...
No cops! And doctor, you need to move up my implant.
Caroline persisted. Covering up a possible crime is also a crime, isn't it? Ivan said.
But I'm still scheduled for surgery next, right?
Camilla said, Dr. Watkins, I told you and Dr. Luskin told you about the dangers of getting up by yourself and falling, and you just go and... Julian said,
Sam, Caro already told you that she won't operate on you yet because...
Help me, Rose. It's all coming apart. Help me.
But there was no answer inside Weigert's head.